Praise God. Well, tonight we're going to continue teaching the word, but before that, I'd like to introduce one of our Christian brothers, good partners and friend in the Lord, and Dr. Sue, and he's from Melbourne. And we did not know each other, and he came into our acquaintance and fellowship, relationship and partnership in the Lord Jesus Christ. When one day the Lord was telling him to grow spiritually. And so he just typed grow spiritually on the internet, and out came, among those things, our website. And that was how he came to be acquainted with the ministry. And as we have fellowship since then, and in the end we met face to face, and our relationship had grown tremendously. And he's one of our most beloved Bible school student in the Lord. And so we praise God for all those Bible students. We have about 300 over Bible students online. And some of you who are in Singapore, at some point we will let you know about students coming in to be a part of the blessing of the work of God here for 1 week or 2 weeks. So those of you Bible students who are hearing this message, hold on there. We have some things planned for the rest of the next year too. And wonderful things to build the momentum of what God is doing in this nation. And he has a tremendous testimony, Dr. Sue. And it's in Melbourne, but we meet up every 3 months or so, if not even more frequently as the Lord leads. And I've come to love this brother in the Lord. And he has a tremendous testimony of all that the Lord has done and healed him completely. As a qualified medical doctor with his own clinic in Melbourne. And so he especially come tonight to share the testimony of what the Lord has done for him. So prepare your hearts and open your hearts. And especially if you have a need of healing or you know someone who needs healing, especially in an area that is in the secular world, almost incurable, listen carefully to this testimony and allow the Lord to raise up your faith to receive your healing or the healing for your loved ones. Praise God. So let's give Jesus a good clap offering for Dr. Sue as he comes and share. Praise God. Come on, Dr. Sue. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And this is the first time I'm speaking this year. Last year, I gave my testimony in Sydney. I'm not a very good speaker. I became nervous. I think the Lord has given me some boldness, actually. And I pray for boldness. And I think the Lord has given me some boldness. Praise the Lord. So, let's have a word of prayer first before I start. And Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, that you brought me here, Lord, by divine appointment, Lord. And Father, I just want to pray, Lord Jesus, you said, when two or more of us are gathered in your name, you are in the midst of us. So, Lord Jesus, we welcome you in our midst. Let your Spirit fill this room, Lord, and minister to us as we yield ourselves to you, Father. We thank you, we bless you, we praise you, and give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Well, let me introduce myself. I'm a medical doctor. I'm a general practitioner. I've been practicing for some years. I'm still active in practice. I came to know the Lord some years ago, but backslided for many years. Some other, the Lord have mercy on me. That's why I said, you know, grace and grace abounds. The Lord shows mercy whom he's going to show mercy. And he did show mercy on me. And my life has been completely transformed by his grace and his mercy. I took about 15 minutes, Pastor Peter was telling me, and I won't hold you up. So, I'll just share you a couple of my testimony of healing. About 10 years ago, I suffered from prostate cancer. And I had an operation, and the cancer was removed. And then, in the year 2006, that's right, yes, I was in Canberra with Pastor Peter, and I was monitoring my blood tests, and the reading came up. Being a medical doctor, I realized that it's a recurrence of the cancer. I was pretty apprehensive at that time in November 2006. And Pastor Peter prayed for me. And the Spirit of the Lord sort of reminded me, brought me to remembrance, Lord, that God's meditation food on healing. And I downloaded all the verses from Pastor Peter's website. And actually you can refine them in the small handbook, in the book one, God's meditation food on healing. And it took me some weeks, probably about several months, for me to memorize all the verses. It's not easy. But I prayed to the Lord, and the Spirit actually led me and helped me a lot to bring things remembrance. You know what our helper, the Spirit of the Lord, help us to bring remembrance of all things. So after several months, I became to meditate on the Word, all the verses. And Lord, and that's it. Brought for me impartation into the depths of my inner man. And then I meditate on them, and I contemplate on them, and one day I just released the Word by the power of your Spirit, of His Spirit, that I've been inspired by the Spirit, so to release the Word. And after several months of intense prayer, without fail, and meditating on the words actually day and night. And the Lord, actually, I received a breakthrough from the Lord in 2008. That was last year in February. I received a breakthrough. And I just couldn't believe it, because the reading was creeping up to point 2, rising up from point 1 of them to point 2. And when I received the news for my blood test, which I've been monitoring myself every few months, it's less than 0.01, and I've never seen this result in my life as a doctor. And for all intents and purposes, it's actually zero. Now, I don't know whether any doctors around here, but that reading is actually, I don't think it's achievable. Because the specialist told me, look, he says, don't come back to see me anymore, just monitoring your reading. When it creeps up, you come and see me, I'll give you some chemotherapy and radiation. And I hadn't seen him since then. So I received a breakthrough in February, and every 3 months I've been monitoring this blood test. And praise the Lord, this is the seventh reading. The result came again this August, just a couple of weeks ago, and the reading is still less than 0.01 of a microgram per liter. So Father, I want to thank you and praise you that you did a wonderful miracle in my life, a notable miracle. Pastor Peter has always used the word. And I think that on looking back, it's the meditating on the Word of God. And I just read, at that time, I actually couldn't believe it. And as I look back, you know, and I was given the anointing of the Word of God. What a wonderful privilege. And even now, I've been meditating on His Word every day, without fail. So, that's the miracle I've done in my life. And 2007, something happened to me again. For some reason, I was in Sydney, and I suffered from a prolapsed disc. My back, the disc just came out, for no reason. And being a doctor, I had a CT scan and MRI, it shows the disc just came out. And I was in a lot of pain. I was crying to the Lord. I said, Lord, what's going on? And for several weeks, the Lord heard my prayer. He heard my cry. But He didn't answer anything. But I keep on asking the Lord and praying and reading the Word. And after several weeks, one fine day was, the Lord showed me the tape that I've been 2 years ago, that's 2005, somebody passed me a tape about the anointing of Joshua and Elisha. So I'm just sharing with you what's the thing about. So can you just turn quickly to me, to the book of Joshua, chapter 8, verse 18. I just read the verse, chapter, the key verse is chapter 8, the key verse is verse 18. So can you turn the Bible to the book of Joshua? chapter 8, verse 18. Then the Lord said to Joshua, stretch up the spear that is in your hand towards Ai, and I will give it into your hand. And Joshua stretched out the spear that was in his hand toward the city. And the key verse is, another verse is the last verse. Verse 26, sorry. For Joshua did not draw back his hand with which he stretched out the spear until he utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. So the lesson to learn is we must have the anointing first. The anointing in this example is the spear given to Joshua. And Joshua actually had to stretch off his hand, holding on the spear tightly and firmly towards Ai. I think stretching from his hand, I mean, for examples in so many examples, even in the book of Exodus, there are many examples about God stretching from his hand. And that's the power and authority which he has given to Joshua. And the spear is the anointing of the power of the Spirit. So, victory was given to Joshua, but actually in the verse 26, for Joshua did not draw back his hand, meaning that when you pray, when there is success and there's victory, you don't simply withdraw. You keep on doing it. You see, he did not draw back his hand with which he stretched out the spear until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. I think we can apply this to in a medical situation. When somebody had a cancer, for example, and you go and see a doctor and a specialist, and you had chemotherapy and radiation and maybe a bit of surgery, and the doctor said, you're okay, you know, you can go home and we see you every 3 months, and you start neglecting yourself because the doctor says it's okay. But what you have to do is to carry on in your own steam, because the cancer can come back. I've known of patients who suffer from, say, breast cancer or other forms of cancer, who is cancer-free for 10 years or more. And they go to see a doctor and say, you're cured, no? you're okay, you know, and you won't get it again. And lo and behold, no, after some years later, the cancer came back. Because there are certain things in medical science that cannot be detected. Up to now, as far as I know, there are no sophisticated tests, either any test in the world, that can detect small amounts of cancer. So the doctors only sing about half-truth. So as Christians, we must persevere in our prayers. We must persist. And when we are inspired by the Spirit, energized by the Spirit, enabled and empowered by the Spirit and directed by the Spirit, the prayer has to be aggressive. It has to be specific to the point and be persistence and perseverance. And this is the lesson I've drawn from this. And that goes with all other diseases. So the enemy is not finished in you. Just because the doctors cannot detect them, it's not that it's not there. It's always there. Just as there's no sophisticated test to detect small amounts of cancer cells, that's it. The tests being available are pretty gross. They are not refined. And there's nothing you can do about it because science hasn't come to that stage yet. But we have the Spirit of God in us. So, may I encourage you, you are recovering from any illnesses, you keep on knowing that he can come back. So you must prepare yourself and daily go to prayer. So, of course, you go on a diet and some healthy food, and of course, spiritual food as well. And just comparing with the other examples, you can turn to me with the book of 2 Kings, chapter 13, verses 14 to 19. It's about Elisha, the book of 2 Kings. Chapter 13, verse 14 to 18. I just read the key verse. Verse 15. And Elisha said to him, there's King Joash looking for Elisha to help him to defeat Syria. And that's the the historical part of it. Elisha said to King Joash, take a bow and some arrows. So he took himself a bow and some arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, put your hand on the bow. So he put his hand on it. And Elisha put his hand on the king's hands. So Elisha is passing his anointing of his hand into the king's hands. So the king has already got the anointing from Elisha. And he said, open the east window. And he opened it. And then Elisha said, shoot. And he shot. And he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. For you must strike the Syrians at Aphek till you have destroyed them. You see, Elisha was giving specific instructions to King Joash. You must strike the Syrians at Aphek till you have destroyed them. You see, just comparing this with Joshua. Looks similar, isn't it? Isn't that so? So he said, take the arrows. So he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, strike the ground. So he struck three times. And he stopped. And the man of God, Elisha, was angry, of course, with him because he was disobedient. And he said, you should have struck five or six times. Then you have struck Syria till you have destroyed it. Exclamation mark. But now you will strike Syria only three times. So the full victory wasn't given to King Joash because of his disobedience. He was asked to strike five to six times. So just compare the two examples which I have just shown to you. So our prayers has to be inspired by the Spirit, energized by the Spirit, enabled, empowered, and directed by the Spirit. Aggressive, specific, persistent, and with perseverance. And I just discovered something interesting. Actually, the Lord showed me that you can turn your books, the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 29 to 31. Now, Lord, look at their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak forth your word by stretching out your hand to heal. And that signs and wonders may be done through the name of the holy servant Jesus. So stretching out your hand again. So you need the anointing. You need the power and authority of the Lord. You need the Logos. You need the Spirit to release the Logos to become the Rhema. And that's how I see it. So we have to learn something tonight from the lessons we learned tonight about Joshua, Elisha, and the book of Acts. So, thank you for hearing me. And I just want to say a word of prayer before I conclude. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you that in all things, Lord, we want to submit ourselves to you. We want to yield ourselves to you, Lord. Let your Spirit work in us. Father, I just want to pray for my brothers and sisters here. Father God, you are a God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. Father, I pray for all of us here that you will grant to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of you, Father, that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened to know what's the hope of your calling. What are the glorious riches of your inheritance to us, the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of your power to us who believe, according to the working of that mighty great power whom you have worked in Christ when you raised him up from the dead to be seated at your own right hand, far above all principality and powers, all might and dominion, and a name that is named not only in this age, but also in the age that is to come. And Father God, you put all things underneath your feet, and to give to Jesus to be the head of all things, and the fullness of him who fills us all in all. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. There's a part two of the testimony. And we'll let you share tomorrow on Saturday. Because we only heard about the back and then we didn't have the ending part. Right. So tomorrow, part two. Right. And also there are people coming tomorrow that are not in the night meetings. And there's a tremendous back miracle. Right. That's an incurable condition medically too. The back. So there was another incurable medical condition that was also instantly healed by the Lord. So I'll let Dr. Sue share that tomorrow during the Saturday afternoon service on the good thing that the Lord has done. And also there's been tremendous miracles here and there. And Pastor Jimmy has some of his testimonies coming too. And some of you have got your testimonies, what the Lord has done. Remember this, that as much as preaching the word is wonderful, and we will continue doing it, a testimony is also a word of God. And when God has done something, it is good to share so that that one miracle can multiply to 1,000 to 1,000,000 more. And so when God has done something in your life, of course, by all means, when God has done a healing, like Jesus always says, show yourself to the priest. So for us, we have the same standard like Catherine Kuhlman, which means that when a person has healed, sometimes we do have people instantly share and all that to encourage one another what the Lord has done. But usually, what we desire is that you get what the Lord has done medically certified. And you examine and it's clear. And by medical doctors, that it's complete. And that will be a powerful testimony. So, when you have those testimonies, so bring them to us, and we like to share it here in the church in Singapore, Sydney, or wherever, and also on the internet, and collect the testimonies, put it into a book, so that the Lord told me that these miracles that He is doing on people need to be put together and need to be broadcasted, let people know about it, because that one miracle can produce more miracles. And we have many more that we're collecting, and we have asked them for medical records. And also in New Zealand, there's a man who have a kidney situation where he need kidney dialysis in order to live. But he's such a condition that that doesn't help anymore. So in one of the meetings, you will hear in the New Zealand meetings, in one of the meetings, the Lord showed a vision. And in that vision, I saw the man, and I saw the man also seated in a certain position. And then I saw exactly what I was doing, calling out the man. And so for the first few nights of the revival meeting, that man came. But he was always sitting in the wrong position from the vision. And he was also wearing a different colored shirt. So, because sometimes when it's a big crowd, you can't pick up the people. And so sometimes you notice in bigger meetings where you got 1,000 people, 2,000 people, and I'm not looking for the people, I'm just calling out the visions. But at other times when it's a smaller crowd, and it was a smaller crowd in New Zealand, I could actually recognize the people. And so there was a particular man, and so it was wrong shirt, wrong position in where he was sitting. And so I waited. First night, second night, third night. Until it was almost to the ending. On the Sunday, he normally sits on the right side in a meeting. But the vision, he was on the left side and he was wearing a particular colored shirt. And so it was only on that Sunday, in that church, that he was seated on the left side. And then I knew that that was exactly where he was. And so I purposely walked to the exact place where I saw myself standing in the vision, call him forth, the presence of the Lord came in. And that was that same Sunday when the prophecy came on revival for New Zealand. And you can hear it on the internet. But these are the new way in which God has spoken to me about the notable miracles that are coming forth. And that He's bringing forth, and this is the first wave of revival that He's bringing forth. The Word and the Spirit. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God.